11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Jason had to step away. We're hoping he'll be able to rejoin us again before the conclusion of this morning's show, reacting to the Green Bay Packers 30-7 preseason victory over the Baltimore Ravens on Saturday at Lambeau Field. I was there. That's the news.
What I heard.
We left middle of the third quarter. Too hot.
No problem. You got out easy. You got home in 2 hours.
Yeah, Becca actually went and bought a phone before the game ended.
A phone?
Yeah, we drove down the road. She had her family's phone provider that she's been part of for a long time was just down the road. So we stopped, bought the phone. I watched Anders Carlson miss the 32-yard chip shot, sitting waiting for her to finish buying her phone. We got all that done before the game even ended.
Just wait, you watched on TV or on your phone?
On my phone, on the baby phone. Why at the phone store. Yeah.
Couldn't she have left early and come back and picked you up?
Well, no, it's like an extra 25 minutes to go home. We were staying by your parents' house for the night, so
gotcha.
we were going back there.
You don't want to backtrack,
right? With the we beat the traffic, so we had to take care of business. So caught everything that happened.
Do you have that? What is that app called where you get to like watch where Becca's phone is?
The Find My Phone?
No, it's like
thing, or
Gone 360 or something where you can track like. With kids, a lot of families will have that, where Lenny's over at Frankie's house. Do you have that with Becca?
We do not. Okay. I did have it with... So the only time that I've had a roommate in the last 10 years was like 2017, maybe 18. And we had the find your location kind of deal on for one another, just because it was nice to know, like, okay, is he home? Is he out and about or whatever? Like, we had that. But Beck and I have never done the, like, tracking locations thing with one another.
Okay. Interesting.
Is that, do you do that?
No, we do not.
Okay.
And I think...
You strike me as someone who would never want that on at all.
I never would, but I'm going to sit here and I'm not going to lie to you. If and when our kids get a cell phone, that may be... That's a whole different animal. I don't love any of it. I don't like any part of it, but I'd be hypocritical if I told you. I'm going to try and probably not. Maybe it'll just be I'll let old girl handle that part of it, and I'll steer clear so that I can. But then I feel like I'm just being selfish about my principles on things. It'll be a tough call for old T when that happens. Let's put it that way.
I mean, what if Sarah said to you she would like to track you on the thing? Can you turn your location on? What would you say?
Why do you want that is my question.
See, and that's like...
First off, she knows me well enough to not even ask me that question.
Yeah, she knows better. I know.
But it is an interesting... It is a really intriguing dynamic, because most people that I know that have kids that are Max's age that have cell phones, they do it. I don't know what we would do in that situation.
Matt LaFleur also unsure of what he's going to do with the quarterback situation for the Green Bay Packers. Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt, both with a touchdown pass, both with significant playing time on Saturday. Here is how Matt LaFleur answered Jason's question after the game on Saturday, assessing the two backup quarterbacks.
What did you think of the way Pratt and Sean both played?
I thought they competed hard. I thought they did, for the most part, they did what we asked them to do. There's a couple throws that you always want to have back. Certainly the interception there, when Pratt looked like he was a flyer on punt going after the guy that picked off the ball. Was it Simpson, I believe, that picked that off? That was a good lesson for him. Like, you don't have to go like you're running down and kick off and make that tackle.
On the bench, is that what you said to him, or did you
say
something?
I absolutely did. I mean, you gotta be just a little bit more cautious in that situation.
So obviously some things to work on, head coach Matt LaFleur identifying there for Michael Pratt. I was worried he actually got seriously
pretty impressive,
hurt with that.
Pretty impressive he knew Simpson.
Yeah, that was... Like, especially because he was kind of hands-off coaching much of the day. He shared that some of the assistants were handling the play calling.
You just sense that if you know that he's your guy, you say that, because you're not gaining anything by not doing that, right? That's where I think those comments that we heard both at the kicker position and at backup quarterback makes you think, because nobody wants to be second fiddle, right? Nobody wants to be like an afterthought. Well, if nobody else is available, we'll do that. It's like if you're golfing and you call somebody 10 minutes before your tee time. It's like, well, I know I wasn't, what am I, like eighth on the list? All right, I guess I can show up. And then you're kind of like, well, no, I'm not even. It's just an interesting dynamic that you have here, because if you were sold on either Pratt, you know, either Pratt right now, you would say, no, I'm just going to roll with this kid. We're going to go ahead and stick with the young guys. That's not what he said. That's not where he's at. And when you do that, you leave it open for, oh, if I can find somebody better, that's what we're going to do. Not super confidence installing when you have those thoughts and you verbalize that publicly.
So the poll question that Jason posted about an hour ago on Twitter at Wilde and Tausch or X. Today's Wilde and Tausch poll question. If you are Goody, hashtag Goody he went with. That's fun. What are you more likely to do for the Packers' backup quarterback? Keep Clifford or Pratt, or go get a veteran backup journeyman to back up Jordan Love?
Yeah.
The poll returns with 555 votes. We have eclipsed the 500 vote mark, which you guys always say makes it statistically significant. What do you think it's at right now, Tausch?
I think veteran probably just ahead by a little bit, like 2%.
53%. Clifford or Pratt.
Is that right? Okay.
So by a slight majority, Packers fans who follow Jason and have voted in this poll on Twitter are saying go with Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt instead of bringing in Taylor Heinicke, Marcus Mariota, or another veteran journeyman to be the backup this
year. Yeah, that surprises me a little bit just because of what we just heard from Matt LaFleur. And also, I just think our fans really feel like this is a team that can go get it. Like this is a championship team. And when you have that, what you want is, can I trust this guy to tread water 2-2, 3-2, if they're gone, if Jordan Love sprains an ankle badly or is going to miss a minimal amount of time? Because I think we all are looking at it. Now, in today's NFL, there's ways. If your quarterback's not that great, if you don't have one of the elite players, you can win games. But consistently, nobody really feels that way. But if you lose your stud, and Jordan Love is a stud, he's got to prove it more, but he is being paid as a stud. You lose that guy, more likely than not, your season's probably a wrap from winning a championship. But if it's three or four games and you get him back, you want somebody that you know is going to be consistent, is going to give your team an opportunity to win. Does Matt LaFleur feel like Sean Clifford or Pratt is going to do that? And judging by what I just heard, the answer is no, he does not. Now, that doesn't mean that's not going to be the scenario that you're in. And I think I always am going to skew younger, because I think old quarterbacks, they are old for a reason, and they're not with their team anymore because they're not very good anymore. So if you want to bring in Ryan Tannehill and think you're going to catch lightning, now if you it's for two games, great. But
well,
for an extended period of time, no.
That's what everybody's saying, though, right? Like, no one's saying that if Taylor Heinicke took over week 4 because Jordan Love goes down with a season-ending injury that the Packers are still Super Bowl contenders. I don't think anybody's making that argument. And in that case, I'd rather start Pratt or Clifford, thinking they might be, you know, if God forbid, if Jordan Love runs into injury concerns longer term, like those guys could be the next ones up. But if you're looking at keeping the season on the rails and keeping the team afloat going, I think 500 is kind of the metric if you have a backup quarterback in for 4 weeks or more. We're talking in the 4 to 8 week range. If Jordan Love's going to miss that much, a quarter to a half of the season, but he can come back and be, you know, eligible and ready to play in the postseason, and that the Packers can still make a playoff run by keeping the season on the rails, I feel a lot more confident in Taylor Heinicke, who has done that and led the Washington football team to a home playoff game and almost beat Brady a few years ago, and led Atlanta to a pretty solid season last year when he was playing and had a chance to get into the playoffs at the end of the year. I'd feel a lot better about him than Sean Clifford or Michael Pratt, just from what we know about them. Michael Pratt makes more sense longer term, but for this season, if it is championship aspirations, like we've talked about under Rodgers for so many years as the starter, then yeah, you got to have someone who can keep the season afloat long enough.
So you're going to let one game say you're going to put Pratt ahead of Clifford?
What do you mean?
You just said you love Michael Pratt as a long-term viable option as a backup.
Well, I agree with what David said in reply to this poll on Twitter. So David on Twitter says, I would go with Pratt for now, considering he's nearly 4 years younger than Clifford with what appears to be more upside. If his development does not progress during the season, then make a move before the deadline. I wouldn't do that. I would bring in the veteran now and put Pratt on the practice squad, but I do like what I've seen from Pratt more than what Clifford threw a lot of picks. Clifford last year, this year, like he's older too. If you just said you don't like older quarterbacks, the 4 year difference is pretty significant. So I would rather keep Michael Pratt as the backup if you're going to keep one of those two guys.
Yeah, I don't think you want to. Sean Clifford was your backup for a full year. You've put some time in. You feel like he is somebody that you can win with. I don't necessarily know if I'm just going to, because he had a couple of bad, he had a bad half, that you're just going to wipe all that out and say, well, this guy's young. You can keep him and Clifford, put Pratt on the practice squad, and then if something happens, bring in a Heinicke, or you could trade for a Heinicke, or you could bring in Tannehill. I don't think you have to panic because you didn't feel like maybe the preseason went as well. Now, if you don't think he can play, move on with your life and go forward.
And that's kind of, when it comes to Clifford, that's what I feel like we're at. Like, I don't see it there. I'm confident that Pratt could develop into more. At least you have a chance to develop him into something that could be trade-worthy if you still think Jordan Love's going to be here long-term. Or maybe he's the long-term bat. I don't know what that's going to look like. But just knowing the plan and knowing the system that they've been in, it feels more
Well, it's going to be fascinating.
Realistic.
You're going to find out real quickly where Goody, how he values both of these young guys. And if they go in a different direction, he doesn't trust them, and he doesn't think we can win with them. And that is what Goody's job is as the GM. Can we win 4 or 5 games with this backup? And if they feel like Sean Clifford can or Pratt can, you keep them. If you don't, you go ahead, you try to find a veteran.
We are going to play Wildy and Tausch trivia here in a moment. Before we take our caller for that, though, Tausch, I am confident in saying that I will not be selecting Michael Pratt or Sean Clifford, and probably not Taylor Heinicke either at all on Prize Picks this week.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks, the easiest, most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you versus the numbers. All you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the daily action with your friends and become part of the Prize Picks community today. You can now win to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Preseason football, that is over with. Now we look at the season, 2024 stats. Patrick Mahomes, more or less 4,300 yards. You got Jordan Love. I don't think Heinicke's on there,
nope.
But you can go ahead and look. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game.
844-770-3776 is the number to play Wildy and Tausch trivia. Caller number 11. Caller number 11.
Eli
right
Manning.
Now.
Kurt Warner.
844-770-3776. It is a Monday. It is the traditional sports weekend recap category for you to get a chance to win an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack in participating. Caller number 11 to play trivia right now at 844-770-3776. Wildy and Tausch trivia is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Tausch back with you. Jesse and Tausch for the time being. Jason is either at Fleet Farm or
what the heck
Quick
he's sending us
or
text messages during the show. I don't know what he's doing.
I thought he was pretty occupied with whatever he had going on.
I think he'd be sending us like clips. I don't know what the hell he's doing.
Step away from the show the day after a Packers game. I would think he's got something really important going on.
Yeah,
he's
sending
a sex still.
I know he's a busy guy.
Hope you enjoyed the Michael Pratt conversation. Yeah. It is time for us to play Wildy and Tausch Trivia. We welcome back a Wildy and Tausch Trivia veteran who hasn't played in a while. It's David in Grafton, today's contestant. David, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Awesome.
If you were going to Fleet Farm, what would you try to put in the bucket for the bucket sale for 15% off?
Paintbrushes.
Ah, you can get a lot of paintbrushes.
Paintbrushes is a good one. All right, David, the sports weekend recap. Today's category for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. We'll see if we can get started with a perfect week.
And here we go. With a 9-4 loss to the Detroit Tigers on Sunday, which Major League Baseball team reached 100 losses faster than any team in the history?
The White Sox.
Yes, sir!
Faster than any team except for that one team, the 1916 Philadelphia Athletics. Want to make sure we clarify that. Nicely done, David. Historically bad, the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, they're not very good.
Question number two. I'm glad David answered fast because I didn't have a fun answer for option number three there.
Yeah, just no creativity.
I mailed it in. Yeah, I mailed it in this morning.
That's fair.
Question number two, David. The team representing which U.S. state won the 2024?
Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, he is killing it.
David watched his sports this weekend. Or he watched SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt last night like
David
I did.
Knows I'm not giving him the choices for this third question now, right?
You're loaded.
Tausch, where do you stand? I've never asked you this. Where do you stand on the Little League World Series? Do you enjoy it? Do you not care at all?
No, I mean, I think it's interesting. I'm always a little bit nervous, but I know the kids eat it up and love it. I'm fine with it.
You're fine with the
to answer it short. Okay. I would need a longer segment to really delve into it. Are they getting NIL money? You know,
Tausch's official stance on the Little League World Series is he's fine with it.
Let me tell you something. They're bringing in a lot of revenue. That we can be assured of. So, a lot of other questions, but I think it's great. The kids eat it up; they love it, and that's the most important part of it. All right, in a Saints preseason game yesterday,
stay with it.
The brother of which NFL wide receiver returned a missed field goal?
Puka Nacua.
He did it!
What a stud!
A Hall of Fame performance.
That
do we say?
Was. I mean, we didn't even. Not only did he not take any of the options, he didn't let us even finish the questions.
Before finishing the questions, David and Grafton gets all three correct.
I'm not going to lie to you. That's as impressive of a trivia showing as we've had in a long time around these parts.
Trivia Hall of Fame.
T-Hop.
It'll be its
He's
own.
He's a T-Hopper.
It'll be its own wing in the brick and mortar Hall of Fame in the strip.
It's like
mall.
The media one. Yeah. The media. We got the trivia Hall of Fame.
The trivia portion of the Hall of Fame. David, nicely done. Perfect
week.
So
now we have to, tomorrow, whoever calls in has to do what David did. We're going to start it out, see if we can do it.
You've set the tone, David. Thanks for playing. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Bye. Love you guys.
David and Grafton.
Pretty impressive.
That was you're right, as impressive a performance in Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
And you know what else is impressive? Picking up a little extra cash and heading to Fortrea Clinical Trials to do it. A bunch of studies. Healthy men, age 18 to 60, BMI 18 to 32. Study one stay, 16 nights, one follow-up, $8,075 for your time and participation. And then this one, if you're looking for a big old chunk of change, body mass index 18 to 32. Healthy adults, ages 18 to 60. Study involves one stay, 14 nights, 11 follow-ups, $13,006 for your time and participation. Head over to FortreaClinicalTrials.com. That's Fortrea, F-O-R-T-R-E-A, clinicaltrials.com.
Whoa Nelly is coming up next, featuring the cops being called for criminal activity for a source close to me over the weekend.
I'm intrigued.
We will get to that. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Because I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me.
Tausch, Jesse and Tausch. Still hoping to be rejoined by Jason before the end of the show here this morning, as he had to step away for a little bit. We'll keep you posted on that. I will share the story of the cops being called, but also I did promise everyone on Twitter, Tausch, I played a little game to keep myself invested in the Packers preseason game on Saturday afternoon at Lambeau Field. I'll reveal who the winners of that game are on Twitter in a moment during Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Sirocco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
And credit to Becca. She's actually the one who first started counting this number and then led me to think this is actually pretty good show content. I'll put this on Twitter. We'll have fans participate and then we'll talk about it a little
Look
bit.
At Becca contributing to the show.
This is big time. So we were at the Packers game on Saturday, preseason game, and she, as we were tailgating.
That's what I heard in the sports centers.
As we were tailgating, where the establishments weren't going all out like they do for the regular season,
she. Sounds like they half tailed it.
She asked, how many Aaron Rodgers jerseys do you think we're going to see today?
Interesting question.
Aaron Rodgers, number 12, Packers jerseys. How many do you think we were going to see today? So from the time that she posed that question, which was just after we had walked in to establishment number one, until the time we got in our car.
From the phone place.
Not from the phone place, but no one walked into the phone place with a Rodgers jersey on either. So I guess, sure, you could say that. How many Aaron Rodgers jerseys, and we were actively looking, but it's not like we were walking up and down every
did
section.
Did you bring up binoculars?
We did not bring up binoculars.
Okay.
So this was just in our standard line of sight.
All right.
As we walked around the stadium a little bit. We were obviously in our section for the majority of it. We were tailgating, walking in. How many Aaron Rodgers jerseys, Green Bay Packers jerseys, do you think we saw?
Ooh. 33.
33 is Tausch's guess. I said I'd give a shout out to whoever was closest on Twitter. There are actually several people who tied for the closest, so I'll try to get to them all in a moment. The correct answer was 19.
Okay.
19 Aaron Rodgers jerseys. Most of them were little kids, so I have a feeling they were like hand-me-downs potentially for maybe some of their older siblings instead of going to buy new ones. A lot of Jordan Love. Lot of Jair Alexander.
Okay.
More than I would expect, David Bakhtiari.
Yeah, he sold a lot of jerseys.
One Jan Stenerud.
Love it.
Which was pretty fantastic. And then some old school. Reggie White's always popular. Jordy's always popular. But I thought that was a much lower number than I anticipated it would be with 19 Rodgers jerseys we saw over the span of 4 hours or so.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's overly surprising. I think maybe, I was off by 14. I don't know what you do with those jerseys. You just leave them in the house and then wait till Rodgers becomes a Hall of Famer and you rock it out when he comes back to Green Bay.
There were a lot of people who said they were disappointed they burned or threw away their Brett Favre Packers jerseys once he was welcomed back.
Yeah, I just never understand the burning of the jersey. I just don't fully comprehend that. But again, that's the beauty of this country. Fans get to do what they want within reason. If you want to buy your jersey, spend the $200, and if you want to throw it in as part of your kindling, go for it.
Shout out to Sean, Luke, Green Bay of Texas. They all guessed 21, and Jim guessed 17, so all of them off by 2.
Are you giving them something? Did they win?
No, I said I'd give them a shout out in Whoa Nelly, and here we are. It's Whoa Nelly. I'm giving them a shout out.
All right, shout it out.
That's our Aaron Rodgers jersey
Whoa,
counting game.
Nelly!
I'll probably bring that back for something.
So how many Jordan Love jerseys did you see?
Oh, we were only counting the Rodgers jerseys, but there were a lot of Jordan Love jerseys.
So like 100?
Like, it was by far number one most popular jersey at the game. So people are all in on him, I think, if that's any indication. Like, and not that there was any doubt, but confirmation that people are ready to move on to the next great thing. People are believing. You don't buy a jersey in a young player who's only started for 1 year if you're not a believer that he's going to be around and be a great player for a long time. So that's what that showed me.
I would agree. You didn't see a ton of Anders Carlson jerseys.
No, not one, actually.
Whoa, Nelly!
Poor guy.
It's kind of weird. Isn't Pratt 17, too?
Yes.
I find that fascinating. It's never a good sign. Like, if you're the double number, I don't even know who's more likely to make the team. If I'm being honest, I don't know which guy I would pick.
Which one should be more
Pratt
nervous?
Or Anders?
Should we pull that? That's an interesting question.
That actually, yeah, I don't think we don't do the tri-polls anymore. It is going to be, and we're looking at what, almost 24 hours out before they have to make these cuts. I see a lot of teams are already making cuts. Green Bay will probably hold off, and knowing Goody, you know, he'll probably cut a few people, but the big, you want to hold on because you don't want to give any inkling of what you're doing until you absolutely have to.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, so I mentioned that we were staying, go to visit Becca's parents over the weekend.
You did mention that.
So
yes.
We went out to dinner on Saturday night at a establishment. I don't want to give away everything of where they live. I don't know what's fair and not in these stories. But my brother, so I have two brothers-in-law, Chris and Nick. So Chris just moved back from out east, and he was out and ready to celebrate with the family. Nick was away for the weekend, but Chris is temporarily staying with Nick until he gets his own place and gets situated and everything. So we're out on Saturday night, and Chris and his friend who came up, they're staying out at the bar a lot longer than the rest of us did. My father-in-law gets a call at 1 in the morning that Chris and his friend, trying to get back into Nick's house, were locked out because the dog moved the deadbolt lock on the garage door.
Really?
So the one door that was left open was deadbolted shut. They didn't know what to do. Before I reveal what they ended up doing, if you are in this situation, you're staying at your brother's house, you're with only your friend, your brother's not home, and you can't get in, your dogs are inside, locked out, and you've been getting after it at the bar for a few hours, what do you do?
Wow. You can't break in, right? So the deadbolt is locked, so you're literally sitting outside the garage door. Is that what you're telling me?
They're sitting. Well, they're in the garage,
and you
but they can't get in the garage door.
You've texted your family to see if they can give you a code of some sort to get in.
Yeah, it's just a straight like
old school key.
Yeah, lock and key at this point. The code to the garage door is not the issue. The garage is open. It's the door from the garage into the house has been deadbolted shut thanks to the dog.
You sleep in a garage.
Just sleep in the garage and wait for him to get home.
What else are you going to do? I mean, you had a few, so you're not driving anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how far away you are from a hotel, and I'm not sure what time somebody's getting home. Yeah, it's a tough call because you don't want to sleep in your car, and you got your buddy, and you're probably, you know, you're half in the bag. I think you just sleep in the garage until somebody gets home. I think that's what you got to do. Find something, if there's a mattress, if there's something in there, like an air mattress or something that will make it as comfortable as possible, and you just fall asleep there.
Would you ever call the police at any point?
No. No. I mean, first off, what this dog sounds pretty good deal by this dog.
Lambo is the dog's name. So my father-in-law got up in the middle of the night to drive over to try and help them out. In worst case scenario, he could drive them back to where at their house, and they could stay the night there. They ended up trying several different ways to get in. What they did in the end, after my father-in-law had called the police to see if they could help through the deadbolt, and the brother-in-law whose house this is, Nick, just moved into it a couple of months ago. So when they asked my father-in-law what the address was, he said, "I don't really know." And then they asked him if he'd been drinking all night. And he goes, "No, but my son has." And like, it was a whole thing. But I guess getting out in front of calling the police before they get called by one of the neighbors is probably a good idea.
But you're in the garage.
What they ended up doing, they went around back and they were able to cut the screens on one of the windows. And they were able to open the window and get in that way. And so they did end up getting into the house in the end.
And what an old boy that got the screen cut off. Is he happy with that decision?
I'm sure he's probably not thrilled about it, but...
How did he cut? He have a scissors in his hand? What is he doing?
Sure,
how did he cut this?
You have a knife or something.
Knife?
My father-in-law brought his truck over. He's always got some stuff in there. He's got a knife or a little pocket knife or something.
I think you're on your own. Just sleep in the garage, man. I don't think you need to be breaking windows or unless you're in danger, right? Like, dogs are going to be fine. I think he overreacted.
You think he overreacted by trying to
cutting open a cutting open a screen and jumping through?
Yeah.
Yes, he overreacted.
Okay. Well,
what would you? What would Becca have done?
I would have just taken the ride back to my father-in-law's house and spent the night there.
But let's say your father-in-law is nowhere to be found, and it's just you guys there. You're 2 hours away from anybody you know. What are you doing?
I mean, if all else fails in that situation, probably sleep in the car, or sleep in the garage.
Yeah.
And you just got to, or just stay up all night at that point. Go back to the bar if it's still open. I don't know what time it was necessarily, but the bar might still be open. Go back to the bar, see if you can get some help from the bartender or somebody there.
That's just what a bartender wants. Hey, any way you can break into this to my family's house so that I can sleep in their house because locked you out.
If they could call like a cab or something and just get you to a hotel or whatever,
you're already there. Yeah, sometimes it's just you just got to deal with the circumstances. This is a sleep on the garage, move on with your life type of deal. Not busting in and breaking screens and breaking windows. Fall asleep in a garage. You probably had 15 Coors Lights. You're probably ready to sleep anyways. Just call it a night.
It was a heck of a story the next day, though, when we went back over there for a little
sound like it.
Cookout on Sunday afternoon. It was a good time. That's it for Whoa Nelly. We'll see if Jason can join us for the final moments of the show. If not, we'll check back in on what our poll question stands on about Michael Pratt and Sean Clifford or a veteran journeyman as a potential backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers this year. That's coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Okie dokie. Yeah.
Wilde and Tausch back with you. I think everyone heard you say okie dokie there. Let's see, just so you know.
What do you mean? You didn't say mic's on?
You turned your own mic on.
Yeah, but you told me how much time's left, and I said okie dokie. And now you're telling me you threw that up over there.
You turned your mic on.
Huh.
Okie dokie.
Hey, you're a beauty. You are a beauty, Jesse.
Thanks to everyone who's participated in today's show, including everyone who has contributed what they would do in the situation my brother-in-law was in on the text line. This is generating some response over there. Maybe I should have brought this up earlier. What was the one that I saw here? From Adam in Oregon, find camping chairs and the garage beer fridge and hunker down for the night.
Yeah, I mean, there are worse places. It's not like you're, you know, sleeping in their front yard and they got lights on and then the neighbors are like, why is Frankie got three drunk idiots sleeping in his front yard? You're in the garage. Nobody's even going to know. You just sit down. You can either grab chairs. Most people have those little lawn chair type deal that you could sit in and sleep, or suck it up, man. I just camped last week. I slept in a tent. If you really want, throw a tent up, but you got a garage. That is a tent. Lay down, take a nap, have a deal, and hopefully somebody will show up and get you in the house.
920 texts in, as the wife of a very busy cop, please do not call for the police.
That's
for things
what
like
saying.
This.
Like, you really think the cops are like, just wait a sec. You're not in any harm. You're not breaking in. You're trying to figure it out. And you want us at 1:30 in the morning, when Lord knows what else is going on out in whatever city you're in, you want us to come and bring a wire or a scissors to cut you a hole in a screen so you can walk in so you can sleep comfortably tonight. That's what you want me to do as a police officer.
Between this, the Corn Fest controversy, the kickers, and the backup quarterbacks, we covered a lot of ground on today's show with and without Jason.
Yeah, and we didn't even get into this is something the elevator that broke that was had Justin Herbert and the San Diego / Los Angeles Chargers in it, and Harbaugh all excited because I mentioned that I sweated through my Harvest shirt on Saturday. Herbert did not sweat through, even though it was a packed elevator, and that was a great sign for Jim Harbaugh that he's got his guy.
Well, I guess we did mention it now as we close up the show. Thanks to Jason for being part of the show, even though he wasn't able to be here for the final
our streak
stretch.
Is at zero making it through.
We'll reset it tomorrow. Thanks, Tausch. Thanks for you for coming along for the ride. As Jason always says, have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.